It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
The next Kardashian West kid is stepping into the entertainment business. Little Mr. St. West, he's 8 years old, now has his own YouTube channel, but of course Kardashian style, which means a big old legal contract with it as well. And it's not one of those like contracts for an 8-year-old that we're used to, you know, like made on a kitchen paper towel, like, if we get this puppy, you gotta clean up the poop. Sign here. It's not one of those. It's like a legit, real legal contract drew up by a lawyer that had to have full documentation, signatures from the following parties, like all of it. So the contract states that Saint had to give Kim the ability to take his account private or delete the account altogether if he doesn't follow her rules. And keep in mind, he's 8 years old. So this was a big old thing. Some of the rules on the contract include, I am not allowed to comment on any personal family information. I am not allowed to film any personal information. I am not allowed to film while my sister Northwest is recording music either. So that's just some of the rules slash laws in this big old binding contract for Little Saint's YouTube channel. Kim actually shared a picture of the contract on her Instagram story as well, with her own message saying, he better not breach. That's not a joke. Wow. She means that. She also promoted Saint's YouTube page called The Goat Saint and letting her 60 million followers know that they should subscribe to his gaming channel. I wish I could get a shout out like that.
Yeah. I was going to say that contract thing doesn't really surprise me much because of what's at stake. Like when she shouts up, like it's like $2 million to get an Instagram shout out from Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And so I'm expecting there's going to be a bunch of followers. It's not like when your kids start like a YouTube gaming thing.
And it's like your uncle that follows.
Yeah, like this is going to get a lot of followers. And I don't know what it's like to be a Kardashian, but I'm sure there's a lot of creepers. And so it just makes you uncomfortable as a parent. I'm surprised. I know you want your kids to be able to do everything all these other kids are doing. And a lot of 8-year-olds do these YouTube things. But like, I'm surprised she's even letting them do it at all because it feels like a huge risk for her kids.
He's 8.
Right. Yeah, like, it's you're Kim Kardashian's kid. It's a lot different when you're in the public eye. You want to try to shelter them. And so I know all your friends are doing it, but like your friends don't have me as a mom.
Yeah.
And everything I do goes viral. Like I just don't want, that scares me. The internet's a scary place, man.
Yeah. Hence the contract.
I'm not a huge fan of an 8-year-old having like social media
access
stuff.
Yes.
No matter who it is, whether it be my own niece or nephew, but especially having the platform that Saint West does, it's a big thing. But I also know that the Kardashians are smart and calculated and have very good teams. So there's going to be like reviews and stuff by people, I'm sure, before there's posting and not just like, oh, I'm 8 years old. I'm going to just vlog my life live and
send it out. He'll probably be more protected than, all of the Kardashians kids will be more protected from social media than our kids are.
Right.
Because they have other people watching and monitoring. Great point.
Yeah. Good point. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
Yesterday at this time in the hashtag, I was telling you guys about a document that was released from this PR firm about a supposed Taylor and Travis split and how it would be announced on September 28th. And it had all this verbiage about how the two of them would handle it publicly. Well, now that everyone has seen those documents and it went super viral, Travis Kelce and his legal team had to face the heat and finally talk about it and address it. Kelce's representatives came out releasing a statement that said, these documents are entirely entirely false, fabricated, and were not created, issued, or authorized by the agency. They believe that these forged documents were actually a part of some school project based off of just like the college verbiage that was used, the false logo that was taken off the internet. The OG Reddit post has since been taken down, but not everyone's going to get off scot-free with this because this was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it involved a lot of forgery with a lot of big names. It was really bad. So Travis Kelce is looking into like getting like more lawyers involved and seeing if there's legal charges that could be made because this was like a really, really big thing that spread everywhere. I mean, I knew it would because it involves both Travis and Taylor. And yeah, it was really bad. So Travis did come out saying it wasn't real. We haven't heard anything on Taylor's end about if it's real, but I mean, I'm really not surprised by that because of course Travis wants to like be the man and handle it and protect his lady, protect his relationship. So I think it was good enough just to hear from Travis and his legal team being like, bro, no.
One of the things you shouldn't do is just mess with someone's relationship like that and then like to create these rumors for it just feels wrong. And so I think he has to protect it. And then also the last thing those two want in the public eye is to feel like you made up this story, like their relationship is made up, and they have to answer that over and over and over again because they're constantly doing interviews. Like Travis has to speak to the media like every week. Like that's the worst thing.
Yeah, so like we're good, everything's fine. And I hate this because of the timing as well. Like Travis literally is kicking off his NFL season tonight. Like, come on, people. You couldn't have waited for your stupid school project for another time. So glad they cleared it up, though. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.